Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com.
This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 77. How to Choose a Career That You'll Love by Ramit Sethi of IllTeachYouToBeRich.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Living Daily, the podcast that brings you the best in personal development and productivity every day of the week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Justin Mollick.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Optimal Living Daily, the podcast where I read to you from the best blogs on the planet, ones that'll improve your life each and every day, optimizing it along the way. That was a nice little rhyme. Anyway, it's Financial Friday, and I have a post from my newest author, Ramit Sethi. I talk a bit about his bio in episode 63, so you can check that out. And today's post is about finding your calling, you know, the career that you're meant to have. I've received a few emails from listeners asking about something related to this, so I went on a search and found this article, which I thought would be helpful. But before I jump into it, super, super quick, if you like the idea of this show, please subscribe. It's obviously free, and subscribing through the podcast app of your choice helps make it part of your routine because it'll update you with the newest episodes and you can keep track of which ones you've listened to. So just take a second and subscribe, and that's a nice way for me to know that you enjoy the content. And with that, let's jump right in and start optimizing your life. How to Choose a Career That You'll Love by Ramit Sethi of IllTeachYouToBeRich.com. Question: how do most people choose a career? Answer: they don't. They stumble into a job after college, take whatever they can get, then fall in one of the few paths available from that random job. No wonder most people are frustrated in their careers. Of course, if you ask for advice on how to choose a new or better career, you don't get much help. Quote, follow your passions. Quote, network with people. Quote, you're lucky to have any job in this economy, so just take what you can get. Unquote. There is a better way. My dream job system lets you explore all your interests to see what you really like, then it helps you find career paths built on those interests. Sound like a pipe dream? For the people who take the random approach, it definitely is. But for the thousands of people I've helped to do this over the last 10 years, it's a reality. Here's how you can get the same results and find the career that's right for you in just a few simple steps. Window shop your way to a dream career. Try this. Google which career is right for me, and you'll probably get results like this. Career aptitude test, career quiz, career test, personality test. Do you really think there is a magical test that can tell you exactly what career you should have? 3 clicks and then, quote, oh, I'm supposed to be an orchestra conductor. Give me a break. The smarter approach is to explore all the careers you're interested in, test each to see if you'd really enjoy doing them, and move on to other jobs if they're not a good fit. It's kind of like window shopping at a mall. When you're window shopping, a shirt or a pair of jeans may catch your attention. You might even try them on, but you wouldn't just pick any random thing off the rack and say, I guess I'll wear this for the next 10 years. That'd be insane. Instead, you go through these steps. Number one, get curious to know more. Try it on, feel the fabric, look at different colors, etc. Number two, research other options and read reviews online. Find other brands and look at Amazon reviews. Number three, talk with your friends to see if you should buy this or not. Quote, what do you think of this? Then, after you've gone through all these steps, you would make a decision and feel confident in your choice. Maybe you wouldn't go through all of those steps for a pair of jeans, but you would for a car or major appliance. The bigger the decision, the more, quote, window shopping you need to do. See how this relates to choosing a career? Turns out, it follows a very similar process. Number one, Get curious about potential jobs, whatever interests you or grabs your attention. Number two, do deep research to see if you're really interested in this job to make sure it's something you'd enjoy. Number three, talk to people who have worked in that field to get their advice and insights. This totally reframes the way most people search for a career. It also becomes a lot more fun. If you find that you love a career, great. If you don't, you have a process in place to find what you do truly love. This is how you turn the vague and confusing question of, what should I do with my life, into a system that guarantees you do what you love. So let's dive right in. Step one, find your potential dream job using the cloud technique. One of the most daunting parts of choosing a career is picking just one job that you're supposed to do for the rest of your life. Quote, what if I decide that I hate doing X? Can I ever do something else? Quote, what if I want to change careers in a few years? What do I do then? Quote, what if I like to do lots of things and can't decide where to focus? Unquote. All of these what-ifs make it tough to say yes to any career. You can skip past these doubts with this technique I've taught to thousands of my students. Just start by listing all the careers and job titles you might be interested in. Anything you want to explore, just write it down. Think copywriting sounds fun? Add it to your list. You can imagine yourself as a marketing director? List it out. Know someone that does inside sales and what they do sounds cool? Put it on the page. Toyed with the idea of being a baker? Nothing is too left field. Write it down. I call this the cloud technique because your options are as open as the sky. This lets you say yes to everything you're curious about instead of constantly saying, no, I can't do that because... Where should your ideas come from? Here are a few career brainstorming tips. Number one, list any careers or job titles that caught your attention in the past. Number two, go to LinkedIn or another job listing site and read job descriptions. If anything catches your eye or seems like it'd be fun to do, add that to your list of potential ideas. Number three, think about the skills you already have or ones you'd like to develop. Then search for jobs that involve those skills. For example, do you really like design and being creative? See what jobs require those skills by searching online. Put these options on your list of potential careers as well. I'll show you how to filter these ideas down in the next few steps. For now, it's best to have a big list of potential careers to choose from. You can move on and start to refine your list once you have at least 10 job titles written down. Step 2. How to know if a job is really right for you. Once you've tentatively selected a few job titles, it's time to do some deep research. This is where you go from, quote, sounds interesting, to truly understanding what the job is about. Remember, you don't have to become 100% knowledgeable about these roles just yet. You just want to learn as much as you need to see if a job is right for you. Let's use the job title of engineer as an example of what you'll want to look for. The first thing you'll want to do is get a bird's eye view of the job. What do engineers actually do? What are the different types of engineers out there? Petroleum, electrical, civil? What kinds of companies do they work for? You can find this info with a quick search through Wikipedia or Googling, quote, introduction to insert job, unquote. As you tackle those broad and sweeping questions, you may start to eliminate some options you originally listed, and that's okay. In fact, that's expected. Just because something sounds interesting in theory doesn't always mean it will be. You actually want to narrow things down in this stage. If at any point you run out of job titles on your list, simply go back to step one with your new insights on what you want from a job and start again. Once you have a basic high-level understanding of the positions, you can dive deeper into the nitty-gritty details. What does this job pay? What type of educational experience is required? What's the trajectory? What does the job look like on a day-to-day basis? How many hours per week do they work? Is there travel involved? What makes a great engineer versus simply a good one? Is it strategic vision, creative ideas, quantitative skills? What blogs/books/websites do they read regularly in order to stay in the know? The whole time you're going through this process, ask yourself, could I see myself doing this? And is this something that still interests me? This process helps you discover what it is you truly enjoy. Once you've narrowed your list down again, you're ready to hear from people who actually work in these roles. That's how you guarantee this is the right career choice. Step 3, get the inside scoop on the job you choose. The key to learning what a career is really like is conducting informational interviews. You may have heard about informational interviews before, but few people actually take this critical step. Three things you need to know. Number one, an informational interview is an opportunity to meet someone you're curious about and learn from them. So if you're curious what a product manager or engineer really does and want inside tips about the job, this is how you find that out. Number two, this is not weird. What's weird is a bunch of people mindlessly submitting resumes to jobs they don't know anything about and then wondering why they don't do what they love. Number three, people want to meet with smart people who are curious in the same things. That means you, if you send a great email, have insightful questions, and are interesting. I've provided the email scripts for reaching out to people and how to prepare for these meetings here. During your interview, you can ask any lingering questions you had from the previous step. You can also find some ideas here. It's not unusual to learn years of hidden insights in one interview. You'll also start building relationships with people in that career field. This is the best way to choose a career. Find potential careers with the cloud technique, research to find if the job is right for you, verify your findings to get the inside scoop with informational interviews. Almost every time my students have followed this process, they're the first ones to get job offers when positions open up. It's because they've shown interest and have taken the initiative to meet top performers in the field. Avoid these 7 career mistakes. What do you do once you found the ideal career for you? In their excitement to apply, many job seekers end up killing their chances by committing one of the top 7 career mistakes. You could do everything above correctly and still wind up with a job you hate or no job at all if you commit one of these common mistakes. To make sure that doesn't happen, I put together a free video to show you which mistakes to avoid, plus tips for how you can stay on the fast track to career success. You just listened to the post titled How to Choose a Career That You'll Love by Ramit Sethi of IllTeachYouToBeRich.com. If you want to see that video he mentioned at the end, you'll have to visit his site, which has a spammy title, but it's not a spammy site, I can tell you that. And I like this post because it reminded me of a book I read. I think it was Stumbling on Happiness or Stumbling Upon Happiness, but don't hold me to that if that's the right book or not. Whatever the book was, it mentioned that to find happiness, use what people have already done or already know to your advantage before picking to do something. So Ramit suggests talking to people who already have a job that you want. And that's a perfect example of that. Or if you want to take a vacation somewhere, ask someone who's been there and find out what they did that was the best part. It's a simple idea, but we don't seek out help for whatever reason, and so much discouragement and wasted time and money could be avoided. So yeah, moral of the story, talk to people. And come talk to me. I read every single email reply to my weekly newsletter. So to get that, you can text the word OPTIMAL to 44222 or visit me online at oldpodcast.com. And you can sign up there too. And anytime I send an email, if you reply, I'll read it. Simple as that. Plus, you'll be entered to win a free book every month. So that's 77 episodes down. Tomorrow will be 2 posts from Zen Habits. So I'll see you there, where your optimal life awaits.
You've been listening to Optimal Living Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's oldpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.